Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Celebrity, the podcast where we spill the tea on all the best celebrity news. I'm Stacey and I'm joined by the lovely Ali. Hi Al.
Hey.
Hi. It has been one hell of a week 100%. In the celebrity news cycle, hasn't
yep.
it?
Yep. They never fail to
impress
deliver.
Surprise us, yep. confuse us.
Shock us.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
The things.
But particularly with the VMAs on this week, there's so much goss,
yep.
so much tea to spill
yep.
on that. So, but we'll yep. get into all of that
yes.
later.
Can't wait.
We have an exclusive chat with Orlando Bloom,
yes.
where he's kind of talked about his relationship with Katie yep. and how they first met.
Yeah, Katy Perry.
So,
for those playing at home, if you weren't familiar.
Yes, yeah, sorry. I'm just assuming that everyone knows, but obviously everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
A huge couple.
It's no secret.
Yeah, so we'll get into that as well.
Yes. Oh, we also have a really exciting cover exclusive.
Yes.
With Sam Wood and Snezana Wood.
We
from
have never
the
gotten her name right the
Snezana.
First time. Sorry, Snez.
She's beautiful. She's
absolutely gorgeous.
Had their second child together. Obviously, she has a daughter from a previous relationship, Eve. But they just welcomed little Charlie like a month ago.
Yeah.
And now Snez is on the cover. Looking, I mean, you wouldn't ever believe she's had a baby. She looks phenomenal, but they are just so happy. It's so special, and we're going to talk about that soon. So
yes, but before we do all of that, we'll go to our news headlines.
Let's do it. Harry Styles has opened up like never before in a shocking interview with Rolling Stone. The former 1D singer talked about everything from his sex life to his drug-taking past, saying that to get in the right headspace while creating his music, he'd take hallucinogens. Sure.
Scandalous.
I mean, sure. He said, "We'd do mushrooms, lie down on the grass, and listen to Paul McCartney's Ram in the sunshine," he said. "We'd just turn the speakers into the yard, you'd hear the blender going and think, so we're all having frozen margaritas at 10 a.m. this morning."
I love it. He's one of those classic like rock and roll.
Yeah.
He's kind of trying to bring that back.
That old school. But I love his honesty.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sure that he's not the only one doing this and that's how they create things.
Yeah.
As long as he's safe and he's healthy.
Yeah. I think there'd be a lot of mothers of teen girls out there that are very stressed by this information.
Oh no, the H word.
Yeah.
Hallucinogens.
All the former 1D mums would be very stressed by this about Perfect Harry.
Yeah.
But
he's just being his authentic, true self, and we can't ask for anything more than that.
That's right.
We love him.
And Maddox Jolly Pitt was given a celebrity welcome when he arrived in South Korea to attend college. Fellow uni students looked on in awe as Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's eldest child tried to blend in with the crowd on his first day at Yonsei University. Bit hard when he has his stunning mother right next to him. but she was there to help him set up his new home, but she didn't stick around too long to embarrass him.
Aww.
Hilarious to think that you can be embarrassed by Angelina Jolie being around you.
Totally. Can you imagine just turning up to uni and Angelina's there?
She's just hanging out.
And I'd be like, "Maddox, let's be best friends."
Yes.
Cool.
I think he'd have a lot of people trying to be his friend.
Yeah. Breaking Bad fans have rejoiced at the news that Netflix will release El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, on October 11th. The news came as quite a shock as it was filmed in secret. El Camino will see Aaron Paul return as crystal meth cook Jesse Pinkman in the film written by the TV show's creator, Vince Gilligan. But it's not yet known if Bryan Cranston will return as Walter White. He has to.
He will. If they've done it, he's definitely going to be there.
And there's already been so many secrets. Like, how can you make a movie in secret? And I love it all. I love it all.
Yeah. It'll be great.
Now I just need to watch Breaking Bad.
To know what's going on.
I've never seen it.
And 4-year-old Princess Charlotte is set to begin school next week. The little royal will join her brother Prince George at Thomas's Battersea, a private school just down the road from the family's Kensington Palace home.
Cute.
He's so cute.
Cute. Now this one may have been the best news for me.
I'm right there.
That I heard all weekend. It really surprised me how much it delighted me. But anyway, Hilary Duff has delighted millennials with the news that she will return to her much-loved role of Lizzie McGuire.
Yay.
This upcoming reboot will follow Lizzie as a 30-year-old millennial working as an apprentice to a fancy New York decorator navigating life in the Big Apple. Sign me up.
I'm so excited.
Is it not just younger, but Lizzie McGuire version.
Yeah, yeah.
Either way.
It's going to be great.
That's my jam.
It'll be fantastic. And Jacinta Campbell and her AFL star husband, Buddy Franklin, have announced they're expecting their first child together. They made the announcement on Jacinta's health app on Tuesday, and she was really candid about it being a bit of a tough journey for them, saying the journey to get here hasn't been easy, and this little life is the greatest gift, and we feel truly blessed. And she said it's been a 2.5-year journey for them, so obviously has been difficult, so we're incredibly happy for them.
Yes, wonderful news. So many babies. Yeah. Scott Disick's girlfriend, Sophia Richie, has celebrated her 21st birthday in epic style with a huge party in Las Vegas alongside Kylie Jenner. Scott surprised his girlfriend, who is 15 years his junior, with a brand new Aston Martin.
Super cash.
Oh my God. Nothing, I don't think I can ever be surprised by them. They're just crazy. Anyway.
So extra. And Leonardo DiCaprio has donated a whopping US $5 million to help combat the raging wildfires that are devastating the Amazon.
Mm.
The actor's environmental foundation, Earth Alliance, has announced the Amazon Forest Fund to help rebuild.
Fix it.
Yeah.
Wow. Go, Leo. One of the biggest award ceremonies has happened.
It
the VMAs.
Has.
Yes. Yeah. Video Music Awards, MTV's VMAs. So,
yeah.
That has kicked off awards season. It's early.
It's early, but this one.
One of the first to then go into the Emmys, and then we roll into all of the other ones, you know.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And I have a lot of feelings around the VMAs yesterday.
Well, they, as historically, the VMAs are. They've always delivered with drama.
Yep.
They've always delivered with epic moments. The Madonna, Britney,
Christina Aguilera, three-way kiss.
Kanye taking the stage when Taylor Swift won to say,
yes.
I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had the best music video of all time, whatever
he said. That's exactly what he said.
So many epic moments. And
there is.
It's and just happened again.
It didn't disappoint.
Take it away, Stace. What's happened?
Taylor was there. Obviously, she's just released her album.
Love
and
her.
It's the 10-year anniversary of the Kanye, Beyonce, Taylor debacle
stage
happening.
Stage,
whatever you want to call it.
I'm going to let you finish gate.
Yeah. Yep. Since that happened. So people were very interested to see whether she would acknowledge that, what she would say. So she opened the show and performed two of her new songs.
Yes.
And she did, when she won an award, kind of allude to the fact that that had happened, saying, you never know what can happen on this show, I've learned. So kind of a cheeky way of referencing that.
Yeah.
But she was great on the night. She got up and was amazing.
Did her Taylor thing.
And had RuPaul's Drag Race stars up there with her.
Yeah.
Bit of an awkward moment when John Travolta
I can't. I'm going to cringe.
I'm sorry. I have to go there.
It's Adele Dazeem all over again.
No, I can't deal with John Travolta's awkwardness, but I also live for it.
Yep.
He got up. He was presenting the award, but when her name was announced and she came up with some of the drag queens, he handed the award to one of the drag queens.
Dressed as Taylor.
Oh, so I don't know whether he just wasn't wearing his contacts that night, or whether he legitimately doesn't know what Taylor Swift looks like.
Or he just thought, like, you know, you're near her. You take it.
But obviously that has been doing the rounds, and it's great.
Oh, poor John.
My other personal highlight was Lizzo.
Oh, God. We love Lizzo.
I have to ring up Lizzo every time. I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
She did a medley of her songs.
Yeah.
She's just a queen.
And that big butt,
stage.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought you just meant her big butt.
Not
in
her
general.
Big butt, but like, her butt.
Big butt's great.
We love that too, but the
backdrop.
Yeah, the backdrop.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah. The stage.
But
so good.
The real thing that I love the most about the VMAs was the Shawn Mendes Camila Cabello relationship.
Yes.
Obviously, that's been dominating the headlines anyway, because people are saying, are they, aren't they?
Yes.
Is this a showmance to promote their single? Because they have been friends for so long and never kind of been romantically involved that we've known of.
Yeah.
Now they're kind of being spotted all over the globe.
Getting
making
hot and
out.
Heavy, close.
And people are just saying, is it a bit convenient?
I think so.
There was two sides to the argument. He walked the red carpet alone and so did she.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't walk the carpet together.
Yeah.
But then they did perform their song Senorita together and almost kissed probably 20 times during the performance.
And another thing that during that performance, Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, Joe Jonas's wife, was just cheering them on like, kiss. I don't know if she was yelling it, but she was all of us. She just wanted a stage pass.
She did. It didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
They refrained, but they did walk off hand in hand.
Yeah.
And when they won an award together, they won best collaboration together.
Yeah.
They went up on stage holding hands. So they're very lovey, but I know you think I'm super cynical.
I don't. I'm with you on this.
I don't buy it.
I don't buy it at all. Everyone else in the office is like, no, we think it's real. It's no. Real. Hollywood usually, I mean, usually you can't tell. I mean, sometimes you can tell when it's a setup, right? Yeah. But sometimes it's seamless. You can't tell. This one is dividing people, as you've already said, but it's 100% fake.
Yeah. And I think it's that's something a lot of people don't realize is that this does happen a lot. Lawyers have spoken out in the past about being, you know, used to create contracts for people to make a very convenient relationship.
To promote it happens when, like, you know, it doesn't even have to be young tween films or whatever. No. Like, it can be anyone and anything to just so there's more interest, so people want to tune in to see, oh, are these people, like, kissing on screen? Are they kissing in real life too, or whatever they're doing in real life?
Yeah.
You know, it just creates more of a reason to tune in, or, you know, it just gets people talking.
Yeah, and it's worked.
It makes sense.
It's worked. We're super invested in them. We want to know what's happening. We'll see.
Yeah.
But, of course, we cannot forget to talk about Miley.
Oh, my God, no.
Miley performed as well in a very different way to Taylor. Taylor's performance was very extra, and all the colourful dances and everything. And Miley's, surprisingly, was super stripped back. She was just in, like, a black little mini dress.
Yeah. With
no one else on stage.
Fringe, wet looks on her hair, some jewelry. But
she's performing her breakup song, which everyone's
Slide Away,
obviously saying is about
Liam. Which obviously in the last two episodes of Celebrity, we've talked about the part one of the breakup. Part two was last week's episode. Now, you know, we're still talking about her, because one thing I really appreciate from her, and whether it's a good idea or not from her, is just how transparent she's been.
Yes.
Like I said yesterday, I was like, I trust Miley. Like, I just believe that we get the full truth with her. Whether that's the case or not, I don't know. But I just, you know, she doesn't have to say everything she's been saying. She doesn't have to appear in public with Kate. Like, she's just living her life, I feel. Yeah. And she's just like, guys, this is what's happened. But also just chill, like, calm down. And I don't know. I just really appreciate that from her. It's so rare to get that insight and to just get constant updates.
Yeah, like, we love
celebrities
it.
Celebrities are so protective.
And
normally.
Caitlin was there. She was stage where Miley performed. Yep. And then they were spotted with Miley's mum, Tish, going to the after party.
Yep, holding hands, looking cute and cozy. So
they look like they're kind of really happy, which is great.
Yeah, I hope is just Miley's okay.
Yeah.
And Caitlin too.
Yeah.
Caitlin, nice to meet you. Good. It's great to get to know you.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Yeah. So in Who this week, we have an exclusive chat with Orlando Bloom. He's starring in a brand new Amazon TV show called Carnival Row with Cara Delevingne. So obviously when we chatted to him, we talked about the show, but we also got the goss on his fiancée, Katy Perry, and confirming the funny way that they met.
He was super candid about it, which was good. I don't think we've seen a lot from him talking about their relationship in the past.
Yeah.
But he was saying that they met at the Golden Globes.
Yes, which we had known because we didn't know for sure, but we saw the pap photos of them leaving together and that sort of started this all.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They met because Katy got someone to go out and buy her In-N-Out burgers and get them delivered to her table.
I mean,
and
he just
drops names
celebrity
like
power.
There's no tomorrow in this conversation, because he says, oh, I saw that Denzel Washington was sitting with her, and I know Denzel, so I went over and asked for a burger and he kind of realized they were Katie's, and they struck up a conversation from there.
She kind of got a bit crabby that he was taking the burgers.
Well, I would too. Apparently they get starving at the Golden Globes. Yeah. I would want to hold on to those.
Yeah.
But he said they'd kind of met a few times before that night, just briefly. Mm. But then that night he was kind of waiting backstage to go on as a presenter.
Yes. I love this part.
And he said, I remembered looking out in the audience from backstage and she was sitting there, and I was like, wow, that's cool. I haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah.
And she looked really amazing. So I was like,
you wanted to go and talk to Denzel. You just wanted to get in with Katy.
Yeah. So he obviously, after he'd spotted her, went over and made an excuse to take a burger away.
Yeah.
So that's how they met.
It's so cute. I just wonder when the wedding's going to be.
Yeah, they're still being quite cagey on that.
Yes.
I mean, there were kind of rumors swirling this week, which saying that Katy was pregnant because she was in a very form-fitting dress. But she looks amazing.
She does.
It could just be a bread baby. It could be a real baby. Whatever it is, we're happy for them. They seem really happy and in love, which is awesome.
Wow. Whatever's happening, I'm excited.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Watch that space. And we've got an awesome cover exclusive this week with Sam and Snez Wood from The Bachelor, for anyone that doesn't know them. Mm. Because they've just kind of welcomed their new little baby Charlie and done an exclusive shoot for us.
Yes. So they – we got this chat because the family are in the new Bardot campaign, the clothing label Bardot. It's a campaign they're running called Say It With Style, and it's to do with Father's Day as well. So obviously Father's Day is this Sunday.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons to mark
and
it.
Sam is now a dad of three. I mean, he's had two children, two little girls with Snez. Mm-hmm. Eve is from a separate relationship. But Sam, I think the most beautiful part of this chat and their love story and them as a family is that Sam thinks of Eve as his own daughter.
Yes.
And,
I
just love that. Like, I've had stepdads in the past. Mm-hmm. Nothing – I've never had this kind of a relationship. So this is really special and really unique. And it's not like he's known Eve since she was a baby. So she – you know, she was – this was probably three or four years ago.
She's
now 14.
Yeah.
So I just love that they've struck up that bond. And he's really honest in the chat. I'm like, we were asking him what it's like to raise a teenager because obviously she's now 14. And he said it has its challenges, of course, but Eve and I are just great friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we asked him about how the relationship has gone over the years and how it has changed. And he said, we really clicked right from the start, but our relationship has grown and grown. I just want her to know that I'm there for her no matter what and that she's my little girl and I love her to bits.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Has your heart melted yet? Yeah. Honestly. But obviously, they've welcomed little Charlie only a month or so ago, who is just tiny and gorgeous, and they think she looks a little bit more like Sam at this stage anyway. They still think it's hard to tell. But
Snez is looking amazing.
I mean, I just can't get over it.
She's really humble. I love her because she's really humble and said, it's just the spanks.
Like,
you know, she's trying to brush
it's way
off.
More than that.
It's good jeans. And she's obviously doing Sam's workout program to look that way.
She did plug that. She said, it must be the spanks. Chasing after a 22-month-old is a great form of cardio. Yeah, she had a healthy pregnancy. And following 28 by Sam Wood has really helped my body after birth.
Nice little name drop for the hubby there.
But no, they just seem super happy and super loved up. And they did say that it's brought them closer, this little one too. So also Sam's on The Bachelor this week. He's making a little cameo.
Ooh.
So keep your eyes peeled. And we wanted to know how they kept their relationship. Like, not many in the Bachelor franchise, actually, in Australia, there's a pretty good track record of relationships lasting.
Definitely.
This couple specifically have, I would say, the most – I mean, if you're going off
if
of
you're going
kids
off,
and a marriage and everything, they've been very successful. They said it's a crazy experience and we pinch ourselves, but we crave normal. So they just want – they're just normal.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that they met on a TV show.
Yeah, that's right.
So –
yeah, so check out those cute pics.
So cute. They're so gorgeous. There's so much more to the chat. So, don't miss it.
And our celebrity must-see of the week. We are divided on this one this week. It's my must-see. Ali, not so much.
Well,
technically a must-listen.
Yeah.
Is Taylor's new album, Lover.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I'll just preface this by saying I've not liked the singles she's brought out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a big fan of Taylor normally.
Yes.
Proud to admit it.
Me too, to be honest.
Thought I would hate the album.
Yeah.
Didn't even listen to it on the first day. Listened to it the next day.
Yeah.
I'm just so in love with it.
She loves Lover.
I love Lover. Yeah. It's great. It may possibly be her best.
Okay, I know that's
a bit close. Well, 1989 is probably her best.
It is the best.
But it was pretty good. So I would encourage, if you haven't listened to it, just give it a go. Might surprise you.
Yeah, look, I did give it a go. I had a 10-hour road trip on Sunday and I said to, he's not my boyfriend anymore. He's my fiancé.
That should have been in our news headlines.
Oh, yes.
Ali is engaged.
I did get engaged last week.
Yeah.
I've actually not called him my fiancé. Anyway.
There it is.
Yes, I was like, Angus, let's listen to the Taylor Swift album.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, okay. Somehow got him to say yes. And we were busy talking about lots of other things. So it was kind of in the background, but nothing stood out to me as like, oh my God, this is the song. The way 1989 and even Red did for me. Mm. But look, I will listen more closely. I will admit I was distracted.
You might warm to it.
I hope I warm to it. I love me some Taylor.
Yeah, well, let us know what you think. If you're liking it, hating it, pick a side.
Yeah, exactly.
Team Ali, Team Stacey.
That's all from us. So
thank you so much for listening and to everyone who's left us a review. We really appreciate it. There's been some really lovely reviews.
Should we read one out?
Yeah, read one
I'm
out.
Read
Why
one
not?
Out. I would
Just
love
gonna
to
get
do
get one
that.
Live. But yeah, we really appreciate you doing that. So if you have listened and you do like it, please do leave us a review. It helps other people find us and us get in other people's ear holes.
Yeah, that's what we want and we can't do it without you.
Yeah.
So here's one from Nessa139. Fun, upbeat, and informative. A quick and easy celeb rundown each week to keep me up to date. Thanks. I must listen to.
Cute.
Oh,
thank
that's
you
so
for that.
Nice.
Thanks,
Ness. Any, we read them all. So, if you've got anything to say, please let us know. And find us on Instagram too, at celebrity
T-E-A.
At Celebrity
Podcast. Sorry, I forgot that part.
Yes.
Oh my God, I don't even know our own Instagram. But yeah, that's all,
and then
really.
We'll see you next week.
There'll be more celebrity gossip, news, etc. So bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.